Chapter 12.
The aristocracy wanted to strip my military rank for insubordination, but by that time I had gained the loyalty of half the army, so they tried to kill me instead. The attack came during a public gathering where I was trying to rally further support. Soldiers loyal to the aristocracy surrounded us and began killing wantonly. I, with the people, fought back. We had all just endured the fourth night, and no one was unfamiliar to battle. They fought just as well as an army, and with my leadership, against greater numbers, we killed every last one of our attackers. Some might say we won that battle, but the truth was that only 10 survived. My dearest Taro was killed in that battle, along with our children, our young son Dagon and infant daughter Teresa.
Dalen followed the bringer to the grassy field beside his home. The sun was shaded that fall by some low clouds, and the grass swayed in a soft breeze. "You can stop the charade, Arik," Dalen said. Arik didn't reply, all humor gone from his face. Dalen laughed. "Look, son, your bluff has failed. You don't even have a sword. Not that it would have been any use. Are you going to duel me with your bare hands?" Arik reached under the neckline of his robes and retrieved a medallion that had been hanging underneath. A round disc flipped out to hang in front of his chest. It was gold, and bore the image of a sword, the mark of a grand high master. Dalen nearly fell over.
"What?"
The bringer lowered his arms, and light began to shine from his hands. The light in each hand began to grow and take shape, forming a teardrop kite shield and huge bladed broadsword, both fully sun-forged, that shone white. With a few masterful flourishes, the bringer took a battle stance, shield in front, sword at the ready. Dalen could barely believe his eyes. Not only was Arik a blackened Grand High Master of the sword, but he could create sun-forged weapons out of light without the slightest sign of fatigue. Why would a stone-blackened Lightbringer go through the extensive training to become a Grand High Master? It was true that some Lightbringers fought, especially those who had joined the Archknights, but Arik didn't look like a swordsman. And on top of that, why wasn't Arik famous? There was only 50 or so people alive at this level of skill, and thus they were practically celebrities.
"Are you ready or not?" Arik asked.
No, Dalen wasn't ready. He was expecting this duel to be laughingly easy, but now? Well, black. Dalen could use his light-binding powers, then he would win easily. But that simply wasn't fair. Then again, neither was the bringer's shield. "Are we allowing illegal arms, or would you rather I avoid using the Darkstone in my gauntlet?"
"Of course I would rather that.
What about your shield?" The bringer looked to his left hand and seemed to notice the shield for the first time. Turning back to Dalen, the bringer shrugged.
"Sorry, I created it on reflex. Swords only, then, for a fair test of skill."
"Agreed." The bringer's shield dematerialized back into light that flowed into his arm, disappearing. He performed another sword flourish, taking a stance with his right side facing Dalen. Dalen pursed his lips and took off his gauntlet before dropping it to the grass. He performed a flourish of his own and took his stance. It was surprising how quickly he had become accustomed to having a strong and healthy body once more. It had been so long since he was able to push himself physically to the level his skill demanded. His muscles quivered in anticipation. They stared at each other for a long time. When swordsmen reached the skill level that Dalen and Arik were at, they would plan their moves and predict their opponent's own moves as much as react to what their opponents did. It became a battle of psychology as much as reflexes. Then, without a word or sign, they lunged at each other at the exact same time. A blur of movement followed. Thrusts, parries, lunges, ripostes, slashes, and counters. Back and forth their swords danced with perfectly executed technique. As the sun-forged blades struck, they flashed brightly in blue and white, chimes sounding from the sword's inner lights. It was an orchestra of dance, light, and sound, each beat a step in the fight. Arik truly was a master. Few battles were fought with such perfect precision, as there were so few alive with such flawless skill. It would have been worthy of song if there was but anyone to see it. In one last final move, each sword slid down the other, to which they both countered and attacked. The combatants were forced to jump back to avoid the other's blade, which caused a pause in the duel. Dalen stepped to the side, ready to go again, but Arik smiled and stood up casually, his sword disappearing into light.
"What?"
Dalen asked.
"You weren't lying," Arik said in awe. "You really are a Grand High Master."
But our fight...
"We were fighting because I believed you unworthy to bear the mark. I was wrong."
"Don't you want to see who'll win?"
"Not particularly."
"Oh, come on," Dalen said, annoyed.
"Very well, I concede. You win."
"That's not the same, and you know it."
Arik chuckled, which only made Dalen angrier.
"You're a bastard," Dalen said.
"I've never seen anyone so disappointed with winning."
"I didn't win. You robbed me of that."
"You're acting like it's the end of the world. This is but a very little thing in the larger picture."
"Oh, put a rock in it."
"You'll still need to be reviewed by a panel of masters, which you'll pass. But until then, as I'm a master, I can give you permission to wear the mark. Others need to be warned of what they might be getting into if they're adamant enough to challenge you, which will dissuade many from trying to steal your sword."
"I'm glad you agree," Dalen said cynically.
"You know, I'm still finding it hard to believe that you could reach such a level of skill so young, but I can't deny what I've seen."
"I wouldn't believe it either, but here I am."
"Who taught you?"
"My father."
"I thought you grew up in an orphanage."
"We visited each other when we could, and I practiced every waking minute. It turns out I inherited most of my father's natural skill."
"You're a true prodigy, then. And you've clearly dueled before. This makes me wonder why you don't wear a tassel."
I lost it. I'll thread a new one before we leave with a couple of beads on it."
"You'll need red to reflect your skill."
"That's my plan. But enough about me. You're a master? And you can create sun-forged objects?"
"I had no reason to show the mark, as no one dares challenge a holy man. And because I can create a sword whenever I need, there's no reason to carry one, which makes it doubly illegal to challenge me. I haven't fought a duel in years."
"Well, your skill hasn't waned."
"I never said I didn't keep up training. If night falls within my lifetime, such skill will be most needed."
"Is that why you endeavored to become a master, whilst already being a lightbringer, that is?"
"I was a master before I was a lightbringer, but what I've said is the reason I keep my skill sharp."
"I've never heard of you."
"You keep track of every Grand High Master of the sword?"
"I used to."
"Well, fame is something I've no need for. In fact, it would get in the way of my service. Another reason I hide my mastery."
"I can understand that. So how are you able to summon sun-forged objects?"
"First of all, I don't summon them. They aren't teleported from some other plane of existence. They are created from my inner light."
"Yes, okay, so how under the light can you create something so complex without killing yourself?"
"Well, the mass of an object affects my vitality more than complexity, and if it's an object I'm very familiar with, and that I have a special connection with, like my sticky bread, they become much easier to create. Also, if I'm feeling particularly emotional, the power seems to feed off that emotion before my stamina."
"I've never heard that before."
"Well, you are very young."
"I am not young!"
"Dalen, please, stop getting so offended by the truth. You are young."
Dalen grumbled to himself, knowing that he couldn't deny what the bringer was saying. He needed people to think him as young as he looked, as much as he hated it. Dalen just had to swallow his pride.
Fine. I am. Son.
If you need to call me son to get over the resentment you have at your own age, I can accept that.
We're agreed, then.
Are you still planning to head to the capital?
Yes, I'll just gather the rest of my things, though I suppose provisions are less a priority now, considering you can just create food for us.
I'll create what we need, but don't expect a banquet for every meal.
Unless it's easier to create, like sticky bread.
Well, yes, apart from that.